This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Sheriff Bill Rogers said Tuesday that an internal investigation is going on about the videotape of an alleged beating of a suspect by deputies on Monday. Deion Taflin, age 29, a convicted sex offender, led deputies and Chabron police on a 90-mile-an-hour chase through the town of Chabron from Desi Road. Three deputies were injured after Taflin originally struck their patrol vehicle. He then tried to hit a Chabron police officer, according to reports. He was eventually stopped in Chabron, and he fought with deputies and police. The arrest was videotaped and shared on social media by civilians. Rogers said his department is fully cooperating with the State Bureau of Investigation and the District Attorney's Office to determine if excessive force was used. Kevin Musser faces three counts of first-degree murder and other charges after allegedly stabbing three men in Clarkton Monday night. The Bladen Sheriff's Office reported that Mercer came to the door of the home holding a handgun and wearing bloody clothes. Daniel Dennis, Randy Benton, and Philip Palmer died in the incident. Musser was airlifted to Chapel Hill, where he was arrested after being treated for life-threatening injuries. County commissioners on Monday sent a proposed ordinance on RVs and camper trailers back to the planning board. The commissioner said the ordinance needed more work. Multiple residents spoke out against the proposal and illegal campgrounds at a previous meeting. The ordinance would have required a camper to be set up to the same standards as a mobile home if used as a primary residence. Green Swamp Highway, most of us know it as NC-211, will be detoured to Blacksmith Road in the town of Bolton through April while the Department of Transportation replaces a concrete culvert south of the intersection. The project will help improve drainage in the area. Flaggers and detour signs will be in place. Volunteers are needed for Friday's Columbus Baptist Association Chicken Bog fundraiser at the Lowe's parking lot in Wyville. Help is needed for setup, service, and delivery. The sale is from 3 to 8 p.m. All proceeds go to the Nicaraguan mission trip this summer. Now that's this Friday at Lowe's. Call 910-642-2155 if you can help. Celebrate the Arts, North Carolina's largest student arts festival, is this Saturday, that's March 22nd, from 4:30 to 9:30 at South Columbus High School. The event is a partnership between Columbus County Schools and Wyville City Schools. It features performances and artwork by more than 1,000 students. Admission is free. The 5th Annual Yakuni Fish Camp is April 11th and 12th in Bolton, and the Waukamaw Suwan STEM Studio needs your help. Volunteers are needed for registration, rod rigging, and food service. The event is open to everyone. Contact the STEM Studio via Facebook or the Waukamaw Suwan Travel Center for more. The Anchorage at Lake Waukamaw will hold Skate Night for churches on April 18th from 5:30 to 9:30. The cost is $15 per person, with kids 5 and under free. Now get this, the evening includes dinner, skating, axe throwing, a climbing wall, batting cage, gator golf, and more activities. All for $15. You can't beat that, folks. Call 910-646-4111 to register your church. Columbus Baptist Association Mission Team is gathering donations for the next Nicaraguan mission trip. Call 910-642-2155 for more information or check out the story online to see what's needed. The deadline is June 10th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.